layoffs are starting to make headlines again. It's starting to look a lot like 2008. Lockheed Martin, Disney, Sears, Xerox, Macy's, all laying people off, and it doesn't look good. If you're one of them, do you know what to do? Are you faced with some tough money decisions about your 401k or not sure if you should take the lump sum buyout or not? Well, the questions are endless, and this isn't the time to try and make a guess on what to do. These are decisions that will impact your life forever, and you need to know all of your options. Let radio show hosts Jerry and Nick Royer and their team at Group 10 Financial build a simple, step-by-step financial blueprint to help you make these tough decisions. It's free, and it only takes 60 minutes. To get your complimentary, no-obligation retirement review, call 407-960-4052. That's 407-960-4052. There are answers to your retirement questions, answers that are right for you. All you need to do is call Jerry and Nick today, 407-960-4052.
Would you like to make your money last through retirement? Would you like to take some of the risk out of the market? Could you use a break in your taxes? Well, your timing is perfect. You're listening to On the Money with Jerry and Nick Royer. Jerry and Nick have received numerous awards over the past four decades and are known as Orlando's father and son retirement wealth team. They've been featured in magazines and TV news shows and named one of Orlando's five-star wealth managers. Together, they lead the Group 10 financial team. This is On the Money with Jerry and Nick Royer.
Welcome to On the Money. I'm Mark Elliott, and I'm in the studio this morning with Orlando's father and son financial planning team, Jerry and Nick Royer with Group 10 Financial. You know, the purpose of this show is to help you build wealth smartly with less risk, get you retired, then help make sure you stay retired. If you have any retirement questions and you want to sit down with Jerry and Nick and the team at Group 10 Financial, you know, will your money last as long as you do? The number one fear amongst retirees today, running out of money before running out of life. If you have questions and concerns about your retirement, we're going to give you an opportunity throughout the next hour to set a one-on-one appointment with Jerry and Nick and the team, 800-691-3372. You might want to write that number down. It's a no-cost, no-obligation consultation. It might just be the most important phone call you make, though. 800-691-3372. Now, if you want to find out more about Jerry and Nick and the team at Group 10 Financial, they do educational workshops from time to time, about four times per month, actually. All of that information is on their website, group10financial.com. And it's the numeral 10, so group10financial.com. And guys, I know today it's going to be kind of a fun topic because I think one of the things that you get a lot of are questions on, you know, financial rules that we should be living by. And you know, you can even call them financial rules of thumb. So let's talk about some generic, I guess, financial rules of thumb. What is probably one of the most important rules that people should be following when it comes to going from their work life to their retired life?
Rule of 100.
That's probably the one that's been around the longest, I think.
Yeah. What it basically is, it's a way to figure out how much of your money you should have at risk and how much you should have in safe money. Money that is always going to be there to generate the income you need, regardless of what Wall Street or Washington throws at
us. Or money that has zero to no market risk.
Exactly. And then that's what most of us are looking for. When we get to retirement, the glitter of trying to beat the next Facebook or the next Apple stock or something is almost non-existent, because now what we're looking for is not that real get rich quick. We're trying to get what we've accumulated last us throughout retirement.
And so the best way to do it is just is this rule of 100. So if you're 30 years old, let's say, you take 100 minus 30 and you would have 70. And that just means 70% of your money could be at risk. So you take 100 minus your age. Here's the problem, though. As people get older,
they never change.
They never change. Yeah. So let's say you're 65 years old. Well, you take 100 minus 65. That means you should be 35% at risk. So you should have less risk as you get older. If you're 70, it's reversed. 70% safer or more conservative, 30% on the risk side of the equation.
Yeah, and most people don't change at all, Mark, for decades. You know, we have folks come in and they've been working for, you know, like one of the major companies here in the city. And they've worked there for 35 years and they're getting ready to retire. And they're investing today in their 401k now that they're ready to retire the same as they did 35 years ago.
And you just can't invest at 70 years old like you did when you were 30.
No.
You got to change. That's the rule of that. And so just look at your age, rule of 100. If you're investing like you were when you're 30 or 40 years old and you're 70 or 75 or 65, you have to make a change there.
Yeah, just take 100, subtract your age, folks, and whatever that number is. If you're 70, that means 70% of your money should be protected and safe, and 30% can still be put into something that's prudent to help offset for inflation and taxes down the road.
Another rule on top of that's the rule of 55. And the rule of 55, it just basically is that no later than 55 years old should you have a retirement plan in place. You should have it at least in place by the time you're 55 years old.
Almost that financial red zone.
Right. Usually the 5 to 10 years before retirement to the 5 to 10 years after retirement. So just look at that as if you're 63 years old and you don't have a financial plan or a written retirement plan, you're a little behind. You need to have that by the time you're 55.
That's like waking up Sunday and say, oh my gosh, that's right. We're leaving for Nevada tomorrow morning on vacation.
Okay, so now, although that hasn't happened to me, there's a lot of times where I'll get home from work really late at night, and then my wife will tell me, well, are you packed? And I'm thinking, no. Do you have your boarding pass? No. And I'll dig in my pocket. Thank God I got my driver's license. So as long as I have my driver's license and my cell phone, I'm good to go, right? But yeah, you wouldn't go on a big trip without a plan first. And just like retirement, you got to have a Social Security plan. You have to have a pension plan. If you're getting a pension, you want to make sure you're making the right choice. You got to have a retirement income plan so your money lasts as long as you do. You certainly don't want to run out of money during retirement. There's a very high failure rate. For those who wait until the day they retire or after.
And that's exactly why we've built our On the Money Retirement Review. We help you craft your own financial retirement plan. An income plan to help make sure you don't run out of income during retirement. All you have to do is pick up that phone and give us a jingle, 800-691-3372.
Jerry Royer is the founder and CEO of Group 10 Financial, started the company in 1965. Nick Royer is the youngest vice chairman of the International Association of Registered Financial Consultants. I'm Mark Elliott. We're glad you're with us today for On the Money, and we're talking about kind of financial rules of thumb. So the rule of 100, the rule of 55. The next rule is the rule of 11. Would you explain that?
The rule of 11 is very simple. If you can't explain your current retirement portfolio to an 11-year-old, you probably don't understand it yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yep. People, I think they come to us and they have no idea what they have. Maybe the other advisor that they're working with didn't educate them, so they're confused. There's tiffs that will happen between husband and wife because the husband tries to explain it and can't.
Yeah, it's sort of like the husband saying to his wife that they haven't agreed on a single thing in 16 years that they've been married. And his wife said, we've been married 17 years. You know, you got to make sure you're on the right page and that you both, if you love one another, you both know exactly what you have. But the best way to know that is, could you explain it to your 11-year-old grandson or granddaughter?
Well, you know, I have a 10-year-old, so it should be as easy as I've got dependable income so I can buy what I need when I need it and grow so I can grow my money with confidence and leave it to you. It should be that easy, right?
Right.
Or, if you know, like I said, I have a 10-year-old. So I can tell him it's as easy as I'm leaving you with money so you can buy all the chicken fries and ketchup you want, you know, but in all seriousness, I had a couple that did come in and he had done their finances. He was a very much a do-it-yourself kind of guy and built up a very, very sizable estate. The thing was, the system that he was running was incredibly complicated and he thought she knew it. So during the visit, I just simply asked, I will always talk to both husbands and wife because it's a unison. It's not one or the other. It's a team. And so I looked at her and I said, well, so do you understand what he's doing? And she just kind of sat back in her chair and didn't say anything. And he spoke for her and said, yes, she does. And then he looked at her and she looked back at him and she's like, no, I don't. He's like, you don't know how to do this? She's like, if something happened to you, I have no idea what to do or how to do it or who to contact or whatever. And it was the very first time in his life that he had known that that was the case. He didn't know that before.
And that's why we put in all our written plans, who to contact if something happens to either or, and one of them walk out on life, who to contact. We're here to support them and their families to get through that ordeal. But again, you got to know who to pick up the phone and call.
Now's the time to build a plan. Be ready. You wouldn't go into hurricane season without having, you know, water and food in your pantry. So if it's worth 45 to 60 minutes of your time to have a retirement that can weather any storm, and you have over $200,000 saved for retirement, give us a call. We spent over 50 years fine-tuning our process to help people in retirement. It's called the On the Money Retirement Review. This process is really designed to help make a transformational difference in your financial life. We'll help you create your retirement income plan to help you protect against running out of income during retirement. We'll do a stress test on your portfolio and help make sure your portfolio has the right amount of risk that you are comfortable with. So if you're nearing retirement or already retired, all you have to do is just decide if it's worth 50 minutes of your time to make sure you are on the right path or not.
No cost or obligation for this consultation. All you have to do is pick up the phone and give Jerry and Nick a call, 800-691-3372. That's 800-691-3372. It's an incredibly valuable financial analysis, and it's customized just for you using your figures, your timeline, your situation. But you have to pick up the phone and call. They can't give this to you. They can't look at your numbers and your situation if you don't give them a call. So it does start with you picking up the phone, 800-691-3372. That's 800-691-3372. Might be the most important phone call you make. You know, after being financial advisors for decades, you can imagine that Jerry and Nick have heard it all. And right after the break, we're going to talk about the most common money blunders that they have seen people make day in and day out. Stay tuned. You might just find out that you're making one of them. Stay with us.
You're listening to On the Money with Jerry and Nick Royer on the Retirement News Network.
The American economy is changing. Baby boomers are starting to head for the exits. Companies are starting to lay off again, just like they did in 08. Most companies can't move fast enough to cut expenses. Companies have to make cuts, and a lot have gotten rid of pensions. And they're replacing them with less costly, employee-funded 401ks. Are you a boomer faced with one of these decisions? Have you been laid off or concerned you might be, and you're not sure what to do? Are you wondering if you should take the lump sum buyout offer or not? Or are you just not sure how to take all the money you've saved and make sure you invest it and use it right in retirement? Jerry and Nick Royer and the team at Group 10 Financial understand retirement strategies. Let them help you make an informed decision about which option makes sense for your situation. They'll build for you an easy-to-understand master plan to help make your retirement simple. Give them a call now to set up your own complimentary 60-minute strategy session with the team at Group 10 Financial at 800-691-3372. They'll show you all your options with insights from their team with over 92 years combined experience. There are answers to your retirement questions, answers that are right for you. An informed decision always outperforms an uninformed decision. All you need to do is call now for your 60-minute free strategy session, 800-691-3372. That's 800-691-3372.
This is On the Money with Jerry and Nick Royer on the Retirement News Network.
Welcome back to On the Money. I'm Mark Elliott, and I'm joined this morning, of course, by Jerry and Nick Royer, who are retirement wealth advisors and lead the Group 10 financial team right here in Central Florida. Jerry and Nick are well-recognized in the financial industry, having been recipients of numerous awards over the past five decades. They've been featured and published in numerous financial magazines, been sought after by both ABC and NBC-affiliated news networks. And Jerry and Nick can help you build your own roadmap to a more confident retirement when you give them a call today at 800-691-3372. No cost, no obligation for this consultation, 800-691-3372. So Jerry started this company back in 1965. Nick is getting close to that age of 40. So they've been around for a long time, a Group 10 Financial certainly, but they've seen a lot during their time as financial advisors. And so for the most part, when people invest and then retire, it's the first time they've ever retired, basically, right? So if you've done something only once, chances are you might make a mistake the first go around that you can learn from. And the problem with retirement is there are rarely any do-overs, so you have one chance to get it right. Jerry and Nick have found that there are some really common money blunders and mistakes that people consistently make. So this would be, I think, a really interesting segment, guys. So let's start off with one of the most common blunder or mistakes that you see people make in retirement.
Starting Social Security too early simply because they can.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you retire at 62, you're going to suffer a 25 to 30% less income per month for the rest of your life over waiting until you reach full retirement age, which in most cases is 66. Okay. That's $2,500 that you may be receiving at 66. You get $1,875 at 62. That's $625 a month for the rest of your life.
Less.
Yeah. Less for the rest of your life.
Which, what's that over a year?
That's $7,500 a year less income. And if you live to be 92, that's $225,000 you said, told Uncle Sam, hey, keep that. I don't want it. I'm going to retire at 62.
Just because you could.
Just because you could.
And again,
that's so unfortunate. That's why you need a, and we offer to all the listeners a Social Security maximization where it sits down and looks at where you are, what have you paid into it, and how to get the most bounce for your buck. Because it's your money, guys. You either take advantage of it or you at 92 and that comparison, you give $200,000 back to Uncle Sam.
Well, I mean, if it wasn't important, we wouldn't have spent the money on the software, right? I mean, if it wasn't important to have, it's kind of like going to a doctor and saying, "Well, do you have an X-ray?" And doctor says, "Well, no, I don't do X-rays. I don't find they're important." Well, you wouldn't have that. Doctor's generally going to have an X-ray machine because it's valuable. They know that they can learn stuff from using that machine to help you doing their tests. This is one of our X-ray machines, is a Social Security X-ray machine.
And we don't have to stand or wear a lead costume to work it for you.
You know, that's always the thing that's gotten me is when I go to the dentist and they put me in this lead vest and it protects me from the neck to the body. Yeah. But here's my head.
Yeah. And right? Then they step out. They step
right
outside the room.
Yeah, they move away and there's my head. It's like, oh, well, yeah, you're going to get my teeth, but my eyeballs, my brain's all right there. Well, anyway, so Social Security, just taking it too soon. But that's not to say that you shouldn't take Social Security sooner. It's just for certain people, there's different ways to do it.
Yeah. Health may be one reason or maybe all kinds of reasons and why you would take it early. But again, to have a strategy session with us where it looks at where you are to make sure that you're doing the right move.
Yeah.
Next thing is paying no attention to how taxes will affect your retirement savings at retirement. So many folks, you know, they walk in, they're retiring, they've got their 401k and they've got their IRAs, and they sit there and say, I need $5,000 a month, you know, at retirement. And I've looked at the numbers, I've got it. But they fail to consider that all that income is going to be taxed.
Mm-hmm. And so if you want to get $5,000, you're going to need to take out $6,700 to maybe $7,000 just to net $5,000.
And that's just
on what tax
a 25% bracket.
Yeah. And so the myth that I think has been spread around is that taxes are going to go down when you retire. Isn't that what we're told? Your expenses will be less and your taxes will be less when you retire. And I don't see that.
Yeah, like I've said many times, my dad said when he retired, the only thing that he noticed changing was it gave him more hours a week to spend money because he wasn't working.
Yeah, you just got to know the difference between gross and net income. Net income is what you get to spend. Gross income, a lot of times people plan on the gross income and then they find out that they planned the wrong way. They should have planned for the net income.
And that's why we've built our On the Money Retirement Review. We help you craft your own written retirement blueprint, a master plan to help you pick the right Social Security strategy for you and help make sure that the tax plan is in force, that you know you're not paying unnecessary taxes. But again, you got to pick up the phone and give us a call. That number, very easy, 800-691-3372.
Jerry Royer is the founder and CEO of Group 10 Financial. Nick Royer is a national known keynote speaker, was recognized in Orlando Magazine as a 2016 Orlando 5-star wealth manager. Jerry recognized as that just as well. Both have been TV news contributors for NBC affiliated news networks. I'm Mark Elliott. We're glad you're with us today for On the Money with Jerry and Nick Royer with Group 10 Financial. Right now we're talking about some common money blunders and common mistakes that people consistently make. The next one, guys, is putting all of your focus on returns on your money instead of income on your money in retirement. And I would think when somebody comes in for the first time, it is not uncommon for somebody to say, well, what kind of returns can you get for me?
Mm-hmm. And what you have to do is disassociate yourself from that and realize that retirement is all about reliability of income.
Well, I had folks in just the other day, and they were saying, what was on our questionnaire? What's a reasonable rate of return? And they've got 9 to 12%. And I said, well, let's look at, you know, what you've done. We did a stress test, and over the last 10 years, and there have been some, we just talked about, there's been some good markets upturns over the last 8, going on 9 years now. You know what they averaged? They were averaging about 4.25% a year, but yet reasonable rate of return was 9 to 12.
Sometimes
so
I think people
disconnect.
Most of the time when I ask people why they pick that numbers, they'll tell me because that's what I hear on TV. And that doesn't necessarily mean, I mean, what kind of risk are you having to take to get 9 to 12%? Is it 30, 40, 50% losses if a market crashes? And you might not be wanting to have 30, 40, 50% downdraft just to get an average of 8 or 9%. So
they're hung up on the returns and they miss the vision of the goal, right?
The vision and the goal should be preparing a plan so you have enough income to sustain you no matter how long you live. Not necessarily what interest rate am I getting, or is it 7 or 8 or 9% or whatever it is. Just making sure you have reliability of income instead of return on investment. There's a difference when you retire, having an income plan that you can't outlive. Another blunder we see a lot of people make is just blindly taking advice from friends and family on where to invest your money.
Oh boy. Yeah, absolutely. Somebody talks over the water cooler and says, man, I'm going to go out. I heard where this is going to really do something. And this stock is really going to take off. And maybe that's a 30-year-old. And here you are, 55. You're in that financial red zone. You go, oh, gee, maybe I can do that.
Mm-hmm. Advice around the water cooler is free. And that's sometimes the problem.
Good point.
I mean, why doesn't Phil Mickelson take golf lessons from me? I mean, right? Because, you know, I'm pretty good, but I'm not the source of good knowledge there. I mean,
yeah, it's like the rich woman that went up, you know, took her friend up to the golf pro, right? And she sent her and says, I want you to teach my friend here how to play golf. And he goes, well, that's fine, but what about you? She said, oh, I don't need it. I learned yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That sounds like my son. Oh, I already know. Because he gave me a golf club in my hand. I already know everything I need to know.
But again, advice around that water cooler is three. And that's, like Nick said, that's that can be a problem.
Another one, suffering from information overload, right? I mean, kind of like analysis paralysis. Ready, aim. Okay.
Ready.
I think most people spend more time getting ready to get ready. And so, I mean, granted, you got to do your due diligence. No doubt about that.
You got to do it, study it, and then make a decision.
Make a decision at that point. Once you don't just sit on it and then sit on it and sit on it.
But don't get it because I went on to Google to see, you know, and listened to or typed in, how do I get the best return for this? And then something pops up. And you notice when you do that, if it's got an AD up there and about the first four or five things will have AD, that's an advertisement.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if you know that or not, but if it says AD, somebody's trying to sell you something, folks.
And they're getting paid for something. Yeah. The easiest way to do it is what I learned was the Ben Franklin T.
Boy,
right?
That goes back 50 years ago, Nick.
And on one side, you just draw a T on a piece of paper. On one side, you write pros. On the other side, you write cons. And what you do is this is the easiest way to make a decision. Look at whatever decision in finances you're trying to make. On the left side, write the pros. So if it's buying a CD as an example, on the left side, you'd write the pros, safety of money, you know, dependable rate of return. On the right side, you'd put little rate of return. I lock my money up for
taxable
5 years.
Each year.
And then what you do is you look at that, the pros and the cons, and you say, okay, is this worth it? And it's the easiest way to do it. But then make a decision right then and there. Don't just sit on and say, I'm going to get to it tomorrow. I'm going to get to it tomorrow. Tomorrow never comes. It ends up being next year, and then a market crash happens, and then you're forced to make a decision. So, you know, do it, but do it quickly. Another one here, not paying attention to how inflation or expenses will cause life to be more expensive as time goes on. I think that's another myth that when you retire, your expenses are going to drop. But
That's something like that 20 years from now, your cable bill, your cell phone, your gas and electric are going to cost exactly what they did today. 20 years
from now,
my healthcare costs are going to be the same. Food's going to be the same as it is. And, you know, right now, probably not. You know, it's almost like Nick keeps asking me to go to Disney. And I
the
told
kids
my
love
wife,
it.
I said, hey, I love going to Disney, but I don't like spending $7 or $8 for a pretzel.
it is shaped like Mickey Mouse.
You know, and I thought, wait a minute, that's not in the darn budget. I'll go a couple times a year, but I can't afford to go out and buy those pretzels every time.
Well, it's just not probably the smartest place to place your money, I guess. But yeah.
Buy pretzels at Publix, put them in your microwave, yeah. and you can do them for about $1 a piece.
But we got time for probably one more here. So the seventh one that I would say is, you know, retirement blunders is not being patient when it comes to investing and forcing things to happen, right? I think that's the big one.
Yeah, I had a lady come up to me a number of years ago. Was doing a workshop. She came up and she, after session was over, and she said, "What's the quickest way to $1 million?" And I said, "Start with 900,000. You know, there's no quick way to $1 million. Investment, like savings, it takes time."
Yeah, and so think of it as the tortoise versus the hare. That's something we've talked about for years. Slow and steady wins the race. And winning the race in retirement means you better have an income plan to help you get the income you need to help you spend with confidence, and a growth plan to grow your money in a way that doesn't put you in risk of suffering catastrophic losses. So when you have those parts to your plan, you have an easy system to manage your money that's not emotional. And I would say of the people we meet with each week for the first time, probably only 10% have a detailed written plan. They have investments, but no plan. And that's why we spent decades developing our own unique process to help you build a retirement blueprint. And we're willing to share this with you, walk you through the process, so you have your own roadmap to retirement. It's what we call the On the Money Retirement Review, and it has 5 key parts. The first part is a Social Security maximization plan to make sure you aren't missing out on tens of thousands of dollars in lost benefits. Another one, I think, Dad, that we really believe is incredibly important is a portfolio stress test.
Yeah, to see exactly how you really have, what you've got, and run a scenario. Take your portfolio and see what would happen if you had those holdings and we have another 2000 or another 2008. Know before it happens. And a retirement income analysis to make sure you don't run out of money during retirement. And a tax analysis to make sure you're not paying unnecessary taxes on what you've worked your entire life to accumulate. And an investment analysis to make sure you make sure your money is invested in the right place to meet your individual needs and goals. Just takes 15 minutes. If you have over $200,000 saved for retirement, give us a call for your own free On the Money Retirement Review.
And the number is 800-691-3372. No cost, no obligation for this. 800-691-3372. And folks, look at this as your chance to tap into the over 100 years of experience of Jerry, Nick, and the team at Group 10 Financial. You get a real written roadmap to retirement. It's customized just for you, using your figures, your timeline, and your situation. But it's only free for those who call in the next 15 minutes. For your complimentary On the Money Retirement Review with Jerry and Nick Royer of Group 10 Financial, 800-691-3372. Might be the most important phone call you make. 800-691-3372. Right after the break, it's our Just the Facts, Ma'am segment. This week, we have some huge facts and news headlines that could have a really big impact on your money. Stay with us.
You're listening to On the Money with Jerry and Nick Royer on the Retirement News Network.
Layoffs are starting to make headlines again. It's starting to look a lot like 2008. Lockheed Martin, Disney, Sears, Xerox, Macy's, all laying people off, and it doesn't look good. If you're one of them, do you know what to do? Are you faced with some tough money decisions about your 401k or not sure if you should take the lump sum buyout or not? Well, the questions are endless, and this isn't the time to try and make a guess on what to do. These are decisions that will impact your life forever, and you need to know all of your options. Let radio show host Jerry and Nick Royer and their team at Group 10 Financial build a simple step-by-step financial blueprint to help you make these tough decisions. It's free, and it only takes 60 minutes. To get your complimentary, no-obligation retirement review, call 407-960-4052. That's 407-960-4052. There are answers to your retirement questions, answers that are right for you. All you need to do is call Jerry and Nick today, 407-960-4052.
This is On the Money with Jerry and Nick Royer on the Retirement News Network.
Welcome back to On the Money. I'm Mark Elliott, and I'm joined in the studio by Jerry and Nick Royer, who lead the Group 10 financial team right here in Central Florida. And Jerry and Nick's mission is to help you get to, and maybe even more importantly, help you get through retirement. They have done live events where thousands of people have attended coast to coast, where they share strategies on how to preserve and protect your assets, help increase your retirement income, smartly maximize your Social Security benefits, invest in ways that lower your risk so you can live a more confident retirement lifestyle. Jerry, Nick, and their team can help you build your own blueprint to a better retirement when you give them a call today at 800-691-3372. There's no cost, there's no obligation. It's 800-691-3372. And if you want to find out more about Jerry and Nick and the team at Group 10 Financial, we certainly welcome you to go to the website. They put on about 4 seminars per month. That's scheduled there as well. Group10financial.com. And it's the numeral 10, so group10financial.com. A lot of great information there. So this segment, we're going to go back to our Jack Webb and Dragnet. Just the facts, ma'am. So
I love this part.
Yeah, just the facts segment. And it's obviously, I think, an interesting one because there are, I think when you start talking about just the facts, and that was kind of the cool premise of Dragnet. I don't need a whole bunch of other stories. Just give me the facts. Let's just get right to it. And so Jerry and Nick have a number of facts and statistics that could make a big impact on your money. And these are some things going on in the world that you really should know about. So where do you want to start first?
Just the facts. Stocks and bonds usually don't move together, right? The total return of stocks and the total return on bonds have not been negative. Listen to this. Not been negative in the same year at any time over the last 40 years.
From 1977 to 2016.
Yeah, they have not moved, you know. So we use the S&P index and the Bloomberg Barclays Aggregate Bond Index. Just because it hasn't happened doesn't mean it can't.
Yeah, that's the thing is everybody will look at this when they build a plan and they'll say, oh, well, this is why I have stocks and bonds, because generally they don't move in the same, they're not negative in the same year together. And the reason I think was clear in what Dad just said is just because it hasn't happened doesn't mean that it can't.
Interest rate risk on bonds and stocks
could be the big issue because interest rates are as low as they can go. And if interest rates go up too quickly, it would drive the bond prices down and it would drive the stock market prices down simultaneously. And there's your perfect storm. Yep. To where it hasn't happened in the past 40 years, because we haven't had interest rate situation like we do now. I mean, when was the last time we had interest rates as low for as long? I mean, I can't remember it. I mean, but I haven't been around as long as you have, but you guys have, but you know.
Oh, thanks.
Sorry, Mark.
Yeah, you threw me right in there too. Yeah. I hear you. Yeah.
You guys have a lot more.
No, but you're absolutely right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because my parents bought a home in 1932, and I found their old papers from the bank, and they were paying at that time 2% interest on a loan. Right now, we're there. And I mean, that's a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. You know? Well, so that's one of the facts. Another one that I think is important is the worst day for the S&P 500 in 2016 was a one-day drop of 3.6%. Okay.
It was on June of 2016.
Just this past year. That one-day drop was greater than the worst year for the bond market at any time over the last 40 years. So, again, I want to go back to this. There's a reason for bringing this up. In 2016, the 20-year Treasury bond, ETF, was only down 1.2%. And you would probably think, oh, it's not that big of a deal. The bond, you know, it was down, but it wasn't down that much. It was only down 1.2%. Here's the thing. From mid-July until the end of the year, that 20-year Treasury bond ETF dropped 17%.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay, and that's a bond. Yeah. And everybody's like, oh, that should be safe. It dropped 17%. It ended the year only down 1.2.
So even bonds have,
but it was down 17% from the midsummer to the from midsummer until the end of the year. So even bonds have a lot of risk, like you're saying.
And this is one of the reasons that we talk about the importance of getting a stress test done on your portfolio, so you know the actual amount of risk you're exposed to. Don't just think that stocks and mutual funds are the only thing out there that are risky. Bonds are incredibly risky as well. So give us a call and we'll do a complimentary stress test on your portfolio so you know exactly what you're invested in. You got to give us a call, 800-691-3372. Again, that's 800-691-3372.
Jerry Royer is the founder and CEO of Group 10 Financial. Nick Royer is a national known keynote speaker. I'm Mark Elliott. We're glad you're with us today for On the Money with Jerry and Nick Royer with Group 10 Financial. Right now, we're going through our Jack Webb Dragnet segment, the Just the Facts. And the next one, you know, we all remember, I'm pretty sure, 2008, where we had the banking and housing financial crisis. And I even watched that movie. What was the movie that I watched? I know you guys had asked me early on if I had. I watched it over, I think over the holidays is when I actually found it on Netflix and I watched it. Do you remember that? The movie, it was about the Big Short. It was really interesting because it was all about the banking and, but more about the housing crisis of 2008. And it was really interesting, but that's your next, Just the Facts, is foreclosures are on a downward trend.
Yeah. Lenders foreclosed on 379,000 homes last year, in 2016. That's an average of a little over 1,000 a day. Now, that's down 16% from 2015, where they foreclosed on 400 and almost 450,000. And it's down 64% from the number of foreclosures over 1 million that occurred in the calendar year of 2010.
So the trend is going down.
It's going down, but that's still, you know, 1,037 a day today.
That's a lot.
That's still a lot of foreclosed houses.
Yeah. So here's your, you know, at the end of the movie where they put up the scrolling, the facts of what happened and so forth. So from The Big Short, they said, okay, here's number one, $5 trillion in losses because of Wall Street, 8 million lost jobs, 6 million lost homes during that time.
In a very quick
Basically, what, you know, again, not being political or anything, but it's when the government gets involved and says everybody deserves to own a home, regardless if they can afford it or not.
That caused a lot of problems.
You know, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, they
were very loose in how they were kind of doing things. And and there's a bunch of things, just frivolous stuff that the way they were packaging some of these derivatives and things of that nature. But the thing is, there's always going to be a risk. It doesn't matter what, whether it's derivatives that cause a market crash or Lehman Brothers or something else, you've got to prepare for retirement as if there is something going to happen, because chances are there will. There's just going to be a different catalyst next time. And then we'll whine and complain about how we didn't see that before. And then 4 or 5 years later, it'll be another crash and another situation just like what we have. I mean, one of the things that I see is college debt.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Yeah. And seniors are strapped with college debt. And you'd say, well, seniors, well, why are senior citizens, you know, strapped with college debt? Well, here's why. 43.8 million Americans have outstanding college loans.
So 14% of the entire population.
Yeah. Yeah. Including 2.8 million individuals over the age of 60.
Now, why would somebody over 60, 2.8 million people over 60, have college debt?
Well, here's the thing. Right? 73% of it is not for their debt.
Right.
So the study shows that 27, and this came from the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, 27% of the 2.8 million seniors borrowed that money for their own education. That means 73% was probably for the kids or grandkids, not themselves. So here's the rule on that one. Be prepared for expenses maybe you feel obligated to, but weren't ready for.
And it's hard to tell the grandkids that you can't go to school. You know, so it's kind of a guilt thing as a parent or and a grandparent that we don't want to do that. So sometimes we force ourselves into a debt that we can't really.
Well, what's happening now is another stat here is there's fewer college students. There were 19 million college students during 2016, but it's the fifth consecutive year that trend has actually been going down. So just like foreclosures are going down, the number of college students is actually going down too. And that's
Mean there's less kids, or I wonder.
I don't know. That would be interesting. I didn't get into it that much detail. It's just scary that there's going to be. Think about it. If there's less students in college, there's less people in the workforce, which eventually you have an aging society, and then you've got fewer people getting jobs. That's kind of a problem. And then that whole leads this to the whole gross domestic product. You know, the GDP. It's growing at a snail's pace.
Boy, is it ever.
Yeah, GDP growth for 2016 was 1.6%. And That's a record 11th consecutive year of it being under 3%. Previously, the longest streak in U.S. history of having GDP under 3% was 4 years.
1930 to 1933, right after a major market crash.
So you have to prepare for more market volatility. I mean, the economy is not growing as quick as we would want it to. Interest rates are probably going to go up, but probably not as quick as we think they are. It's just the economy is still not strong enough on its own. You better prepare for more future uncertainty, no matter if it's with taxes or inflation or market volatility or possibility of future cuts, whether it be Social Security or pensions. You just got to prepare for a time when things aren't as good as you think they might be.
Yeah, our team has spent the last 50 years preparing for this type of economy, one we're experiencing now. We've been fine-tuning our financial planning process that we call our on-the-money retirement review. No one else is doing financial planning this way. It's not a product pitch. It's a chance to build an exciting retirement plan so that you can have an exciting retirement. First thing we're going to do is an investment analysis to help make sure your money is invested in the right place for you. Second thing we're going to do is that portfolio stress test where you'll find out what your risk score is and to find out if it matches what your goals and objectives are. Then we're going to do a retirement income analysis to help make sure you don't run out of money during retirement. The Social Security maximization analysis to make sure you're getting everything you deserve from your Social Security. And a tax analysis to make sure you're not paying unnecessary taxes. So if you give us a call in the next 15 minutes, you have over $200,000 saved for retirement. Give us a call to take advantage of our free on-the-money retirement review.
So here's the number again. It's 800-691-3372 to take advantage of this on-the-money five-step review. And obviously, when you hear Jerry and Nick go through these, you can understand the importance of each, obviously. I mean, just the facts segment we just finished, well, they're going to get down to just the facts of where you are on your road to retirement. Take advantage of this. Schedule your own complimentary on-the-money retirement review. The number again, 800-691-3372. No cost, no obligation. But I think you can understand why it just might be the most important phone call you make. 800-691-3372. When we come back, we're going to take your questions next. We've got a question from James and Sue in Heathrow, Steve in Winter Park, Dorothy in Oviedo. Your questions are next. Stay with us.
You're listening to On the Money with Jerry and Nick Royer on the Retirement News Network.
The American economy is changing. Baby boomers are starting to head for the exits. Companies are starting to lay off again, just like they did in 08. Most companies can't move fast enough to cut expenses. Companies have to make cuts, and a lot have gotten rid of pensions. And they're replacing them with less costly, employee-funded 401ks. Are you a boomer faced with one of these decisions? Have you been laid off or concerned you might be, and you're not sure what to do? Are you wondering if you should take the lump sum buyout offer or not? Or are you just not sure how to take all the money you've saved and make sure you invest it and use it right in retirement? Jerry and Nick Royer and the team at Group 10 Financial understand retirement strategies. Let them help you make an informed decision about which option makes sense for your situation. They'll build for you an easy-to-understand master plan to help make your retirement simple. Give them a call now to set up your own complimentary 60-minute strategy session with the team at Group 10 Financial at 800-691-3372. They'll show you all your options with insights from their team with over 92 years combined experience. There are answers to your retirement questions, answers that are right for you. An informed decision always outperforms an uninformed decision. All you need to do is call now for your 60-minute free strategy session. 800-691-3372. That's 800-691-3372.
This is On the Money with Jerry and Nick Royer on the Retirement News Network.
Welcome back to On the Money. I'm Mark Elliott, and I'm here with well-respected retirement wealth advisors Jerry and Nick Royer with Group 10 Financial. Group 10's financial offices are easy to get to right here in Maitland. They're right across the street from Sam Snead's Tavern and the RDV Sportsplex, so you can certainly stop in and say hi. And if you'd like to set a complimentary session for your retirement, give Jerry, Nick, and their team a call at 800-691-3372. No cost, no obligation. And if you want to find out more, certainly go to the website. A lot of great information there. They put on about four seminars per month. That schedule is there as well. Group10financial.com, and it's the numeral 10, so group10financial.com. Now, we're talking with Jerry and Nick, of course, of Group 10 Financial. They have over 100 years of experience, and now they're going to take that the experience to answer your questions right now. We've got three questions lined up, and we're going to start with James and Sue in Heathrow. And James says, "Hi, Jerry and Nick. I'll be retiring later this year, and I have about $200,000 in my Roth IRA and about $500,000 in my 401k. Does it matter which one I start taking money from first, or should I just take some from each?"
I'm glad you're actually asking.
Yeah.
Most people just guess, and they just, whatever statement was the most recent one that came in the mail, they start drawing out of that one, it seems.
Yeah. The first thing to use, Jim and Sue, would be money from your work.
That's always the first.
You know, use that. Then money from non-IRA accounts. Non-IRA accounts, because if you take it out of there, it's going to be taxed. Okay. And then finally, your third step would be to utilize your IRA accounts. But if you can stall that until you're the ripe age of 70 and a half, it's more to your advantage. And then money from your Roth accounts, because that's going to be tax-free money, and stall that as long as you can, because when you need to turn on another spigot to get more income, it'd be much better to turn it on and get it from some tax-free
money. Yeah, it's awful nice to be in your 80s and be able to take a withdrawal and not have taxes on it.
Absolutely.
And why? You might ask, well, why wait to take money on the IRAs, you know, IRA first and then the Roth? It's because you can really benefit from letting your IRA cook. You can really maximize the benefits of tax deferred compounding on your IRAs by letting it continue to compound on top of itself. And that's why you kind of want to wait on that one. But even more so if the Roth IRA, because it's compounding on itself and it's tax free. So that's why IRA first, Roth second.
So James and Sue, if you'd like to sit down with Jerry and Nick, you certainly can. No cost, no obligation. It's 800-691-3372. Obviously, there's no cost, no obligation. 800-691-3372. Next question comes from Steve in Winter Park. "Guys, I have a lot of money in CDs at the bank, and I was raised to invest my money safely. And from what I know, that's the only thing available out there. And at one time, they earned, you know, CDs were earning 15% annually. But now that I'm 72, I can't seem to find anything that good. And now I have some expiring, and the best I can get at the bank is between 1% and 2%. What should I do? And by the way, I'm turning 72 years of age."
Well, Steve, you're absolutely right. It was 1984, over 30 years ago, that CDs were paying double digits.
It's been that long.
Yeah.
Good night.
Yeah. A long, long time ago. You know, but there are safe investments available, Steve, and CDs, they're safe. There's over $10 trillion sitting across the land as we speak in banks, and the reason we agree isn't the interest rate, it's because of the safety that people are looking for. But then there are market-linked CDs, and you can't walk into the your local bank and get those, but there's something that we can work with you to show you how and what's available.
Yeah, market-linked CDs are generally different, because whereas CDs in the bank, they give you like a fixed rate, market-linked CDs are still offered through a bank, but what ends up happening is it might be linked to, say, gold. If gold goes up 6%, you may go up 3 or 4%.
And they are FDIC insured.
That's the insurance, is that if gold actually goes down in value, your amount of money that you invested is protected. And they might be 5 or 6 or 7 years. So it's a way to get a little bit better than a CD, better potential, and still have it backed up by a bank.
And then you have government bonds.
They don't pay very well, but backed up by the government.
And fixed annuities, you know, and again, there's that word, fixed annuities, indexed annuities. People look at annuities sometimes and they look the other way. But I got to tell you, annuities will provide that income stream regardless if the bucket is empty or not. If you live too long, the income doesn't go away, kind of like your Social Security. It's a private pension. It isn't where you stick all your money, but certainly a certain portion could go into something like that, because they're certainly going to give you a better bounce for your buck, Steve, than what the CDs are going to.
And that's, we're kind of customizing this conversation for Steve, because he wants safety of his money. And there's not that many things out there, just what we talked about, that can give you some better rates of return, but protect your principal. CDs, because they're backed up by the bank. Government bonds, because it's backed up by the government. Fixed annuities or fixed index annuities, because it's backed up by an insurance company. So those are the things that you can use.
So, Steve, if you'd like to sit down with Jerry and Nick, the number is 800-691-3372, and they can help guide you through this safe environment that you're looking for, because there are options out there, and it really depends on your situation and your needs, and that's how they're going to look at it for you, obviously. 800-691-3372. Hey, before we get into our final question, Nick, do you want Jerry to drop some knowledge on us?
Well, he gets a lot from the state of Florida. And one of the things that we've done in the past is a segment called the Compliance Corner, or the another part is what we've called the Consumer Alert Corner. Yeah. And I think this is something we just talked about during the break that I think is absolutely important and something we should bring up.
Yeah, this came from Jeff Atwater, Chief Financial Officer here in Florida, and talking about scams. And they just did a workshop down in the southern part of the state, alerting senior citizens on scams. And the one that really gets me is that, have you ever had somebody call you on the phone and say, "Can you hear me now?" And you say, "Yes." If you ever get that call and somebody says, "Can you hear me now?" Hang up the phone. Don't say yes, because what happens is you say yes, they hang up the phone. Okay. And what happens with this scam, during the second conversation, the caller asks the consumer if they are aware of money that is owed and that the consumer must provide payment. The caller then uses the previous yes that you said, recording to manipulate the phone records to show false proof of the consumer acknowledging and agreeing to provide the payments. So if you get a call and somebody says, "Can you hear me now, Mark?"
No.
Just hang up the phone.
Or I could say no.
Don't answer it. Because it's a scam that's going around. And it says, I've actually had phone calls, you know, or it was that commercial. What was it for one of the internet things? "Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?" Forget what it was.
Yeah, that guy now works. It was Verizon, and he now works for Sprint.
So people were used to saying yes, but what happens is they use that yes against you. So, you know, just an alert for all of us out there, if you get a call like that, hang up the phone, call Pam Bondi or call, Jeff Atwater and let them know that this is happening.
Yeah, that's crazy. That was a good one. I appreciate that. That's a good thing to know. That's for sure. All right, let's get to our final question. This comes from Dorothy in Oviedo, and she says, "Jerry, Nick, I'm wondering if I'm diversified enough for retirement. I'm 69 years old. I'm retiring this year. I have a 401k that's invested in mutual funds, 4 IRAs that are in various mutual funds, 2 Roth IRAs that are in various growth stocks, 2 brokerage accounts that have a bunch of mutual funds, and 2 bank accounts. So I'm diversified in 10 different places. Is that enough?"
Boy, Dorothy, I don't want to laugh. I want to laugh with you. But the problem is you have a bunch of accounts and they're all invested in the same thing. Except for the 2 little bank accounts that you have, everything you have is based on the market. And I'm assuming that market's going to continue to go up.
Yeah, there's a bunch of different investments. So you have the banking world of investments, the market world, and the insurance world. And right now you're all in the market world. You're all at risk.
Yeah, you're all in the roof.
So you might have 10 different, accounts. And but you have the same virtual thing in all 10 different, in 8 of those 10 accounts, which is, you were saying, all mutual funds and growth stocks and things like that. So that's not diversification. True diversification is not the number of accounts that you have or account numbers that you have. It's the actual type of investments that you have, whether you have mutual funds, stocks, bonds, CDs, annuities, fixed annuities, checking accounts, bank accounts, money market accounts. Different things that are all spread all over the place amongst different entities. That's what makes true diversification. Diversification means having a plan where your income is diversified and coming from many sources, and your money is invested in many places, not just the stock market, Dorothy. So there are many alternatives that should be looked into as well. Those who succeed in retirement have a solid retirement plan, and a recent study showed that 92% of those who have an actual written retirement plan were happy with their retirement. Don't try and reinvent the wheel. Build a written retirement blueprint for yourself. And if you don't know how, we can help. We've spent 5 decades fine-tuning our on-the-money retirement process, where we go through Social Security and portfolio stress testing and retirement income planning and making sure you're not paying too much in taxes, and an investment analysis to make sure your money's in the right place. But you have to give us a call in the next 15 minutes. And if you have over $200,000 saved for retirement, give us a call and take advantage of our free on-the-money retirement review.
And of course, that number is 800-691-3372. Jerry and Nick and their team at Group 10 Financial will help give you a complete 360-degree retirement analysis when you call to set up your very own on-the-money retirement review. And they'll do this for you absolutely free. You'll get your own free retirement master plan. They'll help you just like they've helped thousands of people before you over the last five decades. So call now, the number 800-691-3372. No cost, no obligation, 800-691-3372. This could really help give you some confidence and clarity in your financial situation. And again, it might be the most important phone call you make. 800-691-3372. Guys, I enjoyed it again. Let's do it again next week.
We will, right here, same time, same place, next weekend. And as always, you can listen to us coast to coast on iHeartRadio.
And until then, I want to thank you again for your time, this time, until next time. So long, everyone.
Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Group 10 Financial and Brookstone Capital Management are independent of each other. Strategies mentioned may not be suitable for everyone. Information expressed does not take into account your specific situation or objectives and is not intended as recommendations appropriate for you. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Investments involve risk, and unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product, features, and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken.
Layoffs are starting to make headlines again. It's starting to look a lot like 2008. Lockheed Martin, Disney, Sears, Xerox, Macy's, all laying people off, and it doesn't look good. If you're one of them, do you know what to do? Are you faced with some tough money decisions about your 401k or not sure if you should take the lump sum buyout or not? Well, the questions are endless, and this isn't the time to try and make a guess on what to do. These are decisions that will impact your life forever, and you need to know all of your options. Let radio show hosts Jerry and Nick Royer and their team at Group 10 Financial build a simple, step-by-step financial blueprint to help you make these tough decisions. It's free, and it only takes 60 minutes. To get your complimentary, no-obligation retirement review, call 407-960-4052. That's 407-960-4052. There are answers to your retirement questions, answers that are right for you. All you need to do is call Jerry and Nick today, 407-960-4052.